Heartstone by C.J. Sansom. Read by Anton Lesser. The churchyard was peaceful in the summer afternoon. Twigs and branches lay strewn across the gravel path, torn from the trees by the gales that had swept the country in that stormy June of 1545. People spoke of hailstones in the north as large as fists, with the shapes of faces on them. But tales become more dramatic as they spread, as any lawyer knows. I had been in my chambers in Lincoln's Inn, working through some new briefs for cases which would not be heard until the autumn. The Trinity law term had ended early by order of the king, in view of the threat of invasion. But my eyes kept drifting to the letter delivered from Hampton Court. Unable to keep my thoughts from wandering, I decided to go for a walk. A flower seller had wallflowers in her basket, reminding me I had not visited my poor housekeeper's grave for a month, for wallflowers had been Joan's favourite. I asked for a bunch, and passed her a halfpenny, chiding myself for my discontent. Many envied my position as counsel at the Court of Requests, and I also had the occasional lucrative case put my way by the Queen's solicitor. But the times were enough to make any man's mind unquiet. They said the French had gathered 30,000 men in their channel ports, ready to invade England, and throughout the country men were being mustered. Every vessel in the King's fleet had put to sea, and the King had levied unprecedented taxes to pay for his invasion of France the previous year. I knelt and laid the flowers on Joan's grave. She had run my household near 20...